Part 7, Solving Equations Using Graphing, Example 1.
Today, Brandon, we're going to work on plotting some points and graphing lines of equations, or equations of lines. And you have your graphing board up here.
Yes.
At 12 o'clock. And then your worksheet in front of you, and your Braille, and your Braille light if you need to make some calculations or do anything like that.
Yes.
So, why don't we start with number one? Just tell the camera what it says.
Right, but I thought we were going to describe the graph.
Well, you can describe it as you're going along plotting the points.
Oh, okay. Okay. Problem number one.
Okay.
Plot the points.
And let's just start with the A.
Right. Letter A. Negative 3, 5.
Okay. You can pull that closer if you need it.
Yes.
Let's move the Brailler out of the way.
Yes, that seems like a better configuration.
Sure.
Yes. Now the graphing board is a series of lines. Wait, that's the piece of graph paper.
Okay.
Sorry. The piece of graph paper is a series of lines, which a couple of those lines are puffy paint lines.
What are those?
Which
what does the puffy paint
called
represent?
The axes, the horizontal axis is the x-axis,
yes.
And the vertical axis is the y-axis.
Right.
So x-axis, y-axis.
Let's plot point A, which was negative 3, 5.
A is negative 3, 5. So we always start from the origin. Now the origin is the point on the graph paper where the x and y axes meet. So we start at the origin, and the point is negative 3, 5. So we always go x comma y, so the x-axis first. So for negative 3, we go to the, from the origin, we go to the left 3 lines, 1, 2, 3.
Good.
And then we go up 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now for the points, we have points on this part of the graph paper that doesn't have Braille on it.
In the margin in the upper right corner.
Okay. Yes. And then we plot the point where we want to make sure that you keep your finger where it is, because you don't want to lose your place.
How are we making the point stick?
We pat it down like that.
It's a cut-up wiki stick.
Yes.
We're using for points.
Cut-up wiki stick.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's point A.
Yes.
Now, skip ahead to question two. It says, what quadrant does each of the above point lie? So what quadrant is point A in?
So point A would be in quadrant 2.
Right. Good. So I'm just going to mark that down here on the sheet. You can remove point A. I don't want you to get that confused with the other points.
Okay.
It's all right. Go ahead and plot point B, which is negative 1, negative 3.
Okay. Negative 1, negative 3. So we always start from the origin.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we always go x comma y.
Okay.
So, negative 1, so we go to the right 1, and then for negative 3, we go down.
Be careful. You're doing negative 1, negative 3. So starting from the origin, which direction are you going to go? Right or left?
Okay, so negative 1, negative 3, so you need to go to the left 1.
Good.
Sorry for that.
That's all right.
Gentlemen. So, and then we go down 3, 1, 2, 3, and get a point from here.
You got the point.
make sure you leave your finger in its place so that you know where to put the point, and put the point.
So you don't want to leave your finger anywhere else. Okay, good. All right, so skipping ahead again to question two, what quadrant is point B in?
So this would be in quadrant 3.
Good.
Brandon removes the point from the tactile graph.
All right, now point C. That would be 0, 4.
So 0, 4. Now we always go X, Y. So now since it's 0, we just stay right at the origin.
Mm-hmm.
And then a positive 4,
mm-hmm.
we go up 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a point. Whoa, don't lose the point, please. And
runaway point.
Yes. And then we plot point.
Good.
Make sure it
all
sticks.
All right, what quadrant is that in?
That would be...
Trick question.
Yes, it's on the axis.
Which axis?
The y-axis.
Right, so does it have
so
a quadrant?
It doesn't have a quadrant.
Good. A plus. How about point D? That would be 4, 2.
Okay, so put that point off to the side there. And 4, 2, always going, again, X, Y. So we need to go to the right. Now this is from the origin again.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the right, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Go up 2, 1, 2, take a point from the, what do we call that?
Is that the right corner?
The upper right
corner.
Margin. In the margin. And we stick it down.
Good.
On the spot.
What quadrant?
That would be in the first quadrant.
Good.
What is that strange sound?
That's the video camera. Okay, so if you had a point that had the coordinates of a positive number for the X and a negative number for the Y, what quadrant would it be in?
That would be in the third.
Careful.
Oh, boy.
Positive for X and negative for
Y. Wait, hold on. Let me. Okay, let's take this point off.
Okay, that's fine.
And put it to the side. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
Like for instance,
it out with my finger here.
What if we had 1, -3?
Okay, let's use that as our example.
Okay.
Then. Okay, so 1, -3. So then that would be in quadrant 4.
Good. Quadrant 4. All right, so now you've represented all four quadrants.
Yes.
So on your piece of paper, you want to mark your answer so that when we're in class, you can check your own homework. So obviously, you're not going to mark anything for question 1. You want to write down the answers to question 2. Okay? Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do that in your Brailler, or on the Brailler. Don't worry, I'll help you. I have it written down.
Okay.
Okay, so just write.
So what quadrant do each of the above points lie?
Right, so you're gonna put 2A. And that was quadrant 2, you said?
2A, yes, okay, quadrant.
Now remember, when you're writing the quadrants, we write those in Roman numerals.
Oh.
So they're I's.
I guess I haven't written very many
That's
quadrants.
Okay. She's not really picky about that, so.
Okay.
Either way is fine. All right. Point B was in quadrant 3.
Yes. So point B.
B is quadrant 3.
Quadrant 3, Roman numerals, double dot 6, I.
Okay. And then point C. You can do these on the same line, save some space.
Yes, that's what I am doing.
Save a tree.
Yes, please. Yes, make sure you do on the same line.
Right,
C. So C.
It had no quadrant. Put none.
None.
And then D was the first quadrant.
Was quadrant I.
Yes. It's a capital letter I,
yes.
By the way. All right.